both a farewell and a welcome to say.
Èyí wà lọ́nà méjì, ìdágbére àti ìgbàgbọ́ ìsọjí ìkíni káàbọ̀.
I am the old man.
Èmi jẹ́ ẹni tó ti ń dàgbà lọ.
Who has his farewell?
Tí ó ń ṣe ìdágbére.
But here is the successor to Christ for all nations, who is already years in charge of the ministry. It is evangelist Daniel Kolenda.
Only evangelist Daniel Kolenda.
Praise the Lord.
And your Lord logo.
You know him well. And we will minister together. Sometimes I will preach, he will preach, minister to the sick. But I believe the miracles of God will fall like a mighty rain. And every drop will produce a miracle.
Now that was from Lagos, Nigeria, last night. Amen. Brother Bonke's farewell African crusade. So give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. You really don't understand what a miracle it was for him to stand there and preach. And he'll be there again tonight. And he'll be there again the next night. And he'll be there again till Sunday night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray for him.
Amen.
We hold him up with you, Jesus. You uphold all things by the word of your power. And you're upholding Reinhardt and Annie Bonke by the word of your power.
Amen.
And we give you praise and thanksgiving.
Glory.
Thank you. Come on, give him praise. I remember, you know, we're talking about the prophet's anointing. I remember 1984. My back there then, Reinhardt was holding his meetings in a tent. It seated about 35,000. And he and Annie and Gloria and I were sitting at a little table in the back part of that tent during an afternoon there. Nobody was there. We were just sitting there and we'd had lunch and oh, the anointing came on me. And by the Spirit of God, I said, Reinhardt, there will come a day when you will see 1 million people get born again in one service. And it happened more than once. A million in a service. Hey, how many partners in here? All of them are out by your name. Because in that meeting where there was a million came, Kenneth Copeland Ministries paid the budget on that entire campaign. Now, I don't go around broadcasting that, but your partners, you have a right to know that. And we did that campaign after campaign after campaign after campaign. Those people coming in there didn't have any money. There was a tornado hit that tent and ripped the top off of it. And it had massive steel girders that held the, so it didn't damage those, but it ripped that tent completely apart. And the Lord said to me, "You replace that tent." This was back there in the late 80s, I think. Maybe early 90s, I don't remember exact. But the top of that tent was $800,000. I said, "Okay, glory to God." And I mean, I didn't say anything to anybody about it. I just agreed and said, "Yes, sir." The money just flowed in there. Did you ever get a letter saying, "I'm replacing Reinhardt's tent. I need your help"? No. Jesus did, but you didn't. You bought that tent. And he outgrew it until it became the prayer tent. And then they just quit using the thing altogether. It got so big. I've had Reinhardt say it to me. I've got video where he said it to my partners. He said, "I want to thank you. And of course, I want to thank your partners." He said, "You and your partners have the lion's share of the reward coming for what's happened in this ministry." You have no idea how that strikes my spirit. I don't have the type ministry that wins a million souls a service. I have the type ministry that finances a million souls a service. Now, and let me share this with you. Back there, when years ago, the Lord said to me, he said, "Kenneth, this is a clearinghouse ministry." He said, "I will use this ministry if you'll listen to me. I will prosper your partners until you can be a supply house, a clearinghouse for ministries, particularly," and he didn't say this, but I learned this over the years, "particularly those that the people come to their meeting don't have any money." What do you do if you're in a children's ministry, a prison ministry? No money. But that ministry, a children's ministry, is even more important than an adult ministry. You need to get the word of faith in those children before they get on drugs, before they get out there in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, where's my chair? Here, I got to sit over here by my partner, Anthony. Stand up here, Anthony. I want to introduce you. This is Anthony Hughes. And Anthony's a tither. And he's in the chicken business. And he was at the minister's conference, a couple of years ago, something like that. And he had sent me a note, and he was talking about his chicken business, and he's believing God for the money for so many chickens he was planning on buying. And the word of the Lord came to me, and I said, "Anthony, come up here." He walked up there, and I told him, I said, "Now, this boy's in the chicken business, and he's a partner with this ministry, and I'm receiving an offering for him this morning." Put you in the chicken business pretty good, didn't it? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Word explosion is always explosive.
Kenneth Copeland is a powerhouse, and he brings the best speakers with him. From year to year, I mark my vacation time off, and I come.
This meeting is awesome. This is my first time. The Holy Spirit brought me here. I'm excited.
You couldn't keep me away. I took 2 days off from school to be here.
Listen,
This man has a heart for the military like no one else, and I mean that, no one else.
Everybody knows the 91st Psalm is the soldier's psalm. Not many soldiers know the soldier's promise. With this, no PTSD. The scripture, every soldier needs to know this. The scripture does not say thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt not murder. Numbers 32:20. Moses said unto them, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, afterward you shall return. Now there's a promise. And be guiltless, not only before the Lord and before Israel, the people. You come home, everything gonna be all right. You know, you can lay down and just go to sleep like a baby, say, oh, glory, I got the promise.
The life-changing messages that we hear and to know that they stand strong with our military as well, it really excites me.
He talks about faith, he talks about hope and love, and especially during 20 years in the military, those words stuck with him, you know, and he always related to the Bible, so you can just pick that Bible up and see what Minister Copeland was talking about and then relate it to your life.
Kenneth is just an amazing giver.
All of the stuff that KCM does with giving to the military, sending over Bibles and materials.
Went to Germany, all these places to the military bases, and never asked for a single dime. And then on top of that, send books, materials, and always leaving products for soldiers.
The revelation knowledge is so great, it's so rich, and something we definitely will use and take back with us in our everyday life.
This meeting is changing the lives of this country, this nation, and also the state of South Carolina.
Father, I bless every person that showed into this meeting. I bless our partners beyond measure for strengthening us by prayer and standing with us financially. Praise God. And we just, oh my goodness, without our partners, there's no way. You can't do this kind of thing without your partner. Praise God. Now, with the change of administration, change of presidents, we can now, it's opening up again for us to teach and preach to the military. The chaplaincy was just hamstrung. Can you imagine telling a chaplain he can't pray in the name of Jesus? Amen. Or he can't have a Bible on his desk? Come on. That's ludicrous.
Amen.
But while I was in this meeting earlier this year, the chaplain colonel, head of chaplains at Fort Jackson, the largest basic training, Army basic training fort in the installation in the United States. And I fell in love with that guy the minute I met him. And he was telling me about how he had how this ministry had blessed him. And he said, I need you. And he said, now, I'm inviting you. Now, hey, this wouldn't have happened just a couple of years ago. But he said, I'm inviting you to the National Prayer Breakfast, the Military Prayer Breakfast. And he said, I would appreciate you being the speaker. And then he said, I would like for you to preach to over 3,000 young basic trainees. Mm. Hallelujah. You think... Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. We're back. Thank you, George.
Today and tomorrow, Veterans Day observed.
Today and tomorrow, Veterans Day.
Observed, yes, sir. Yep.
We right on time, aren't we?
Right on time.
Father, we thank you for every one of them. God bless them. We pray for them every day. For you see, according to the book of Romans, 8th chapter, every one of them, God sees them as a minister of God that does not wear the sword in vain. Law enforcement, first responders, they're ministers of God for our good. They need to be looked at as ministers and prayed for as ministers. Amen. Okay, watch this.
Welcome to the 2017 Southwest Believers Convention, the 50th year of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Give God praise for that.
Happy 50th anniversary, Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
We dedicate this facility to you, Lord Jesus.
And with so many different teachers, I mean, how can you not? If you come hungry, you're going to go away full, overflowing, right?
And you can come boldly. You can say, Abba, Father, in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, but don't fail to show the respect.
I love the atmosphere. Like, it's just peace and joy and happiness and just uplifting, encouraging. Like, that's what we want.
How could she do that? She didn't throng Jesus. She touched Jesus. Are you going to touch him tonight? Or are you going to let Jesus touch you?
A lot of people spend their whole lives talking about the fall. I fell. We fell. Don't talk about the fall. Talk about the getting up. Hallelujah.
The atmosphere is miraculous, to say the least.
You are not righteous because of what you have done. You are righteous because of what Jesus has done. You are not redeemed because of what you do. You are redeemed because of what he has done. It is in him we move, in him we breathe, in him we have our being. Everything I am because of Jesus.
When you get in there, you just feel the electricity of what's going on. God is here.
When you leave out of here, you're going to be calling things that be not as though they were. You're going to be decreeing a thing, and it's going to happen just like that.
I know that the seeds deposited in our hearts this week will have an everlasting effect on our lives. So,
this is the kingdom of God, that we lay down culture and pick up the kingdom. And the only color that matters in here is red, and it's the blood of Jesus.
I don't have to get my healing, Mr. Devil. Jesus got it for me 2,000 years ago, and I received it. Hallelujah. Ha, ha.
Being in an atmosphere of faith, all these believers coming together, something like it.
I quote Miss Gloria Copeland, who is seated right over there. Amen. Jesus always comes to healing school. Hallelujah.
tension is a bit.
Hallelujah. See, this ministry began in 1967, which was Jubilee year. And so our ministry, 67, you remember the 67 war? When Jerusalem was recaptured in Israel? Amen. That happened right the same year we got started in this ministry. So this year has, on the Jewish calendar, been a Jubilee year. And that's the reason so many things have changed this year to jerk the slack and the wrinkles out of all of us. Glory to God. And I'm, you know, last year I'm dancing around in my closet. I'm in there praising God and dancing around. And the word of the Lord came. It was almost audible. I just a little bit more. It had been audible. It was so strong. He said, 80 is your new 30. Whoa, glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah. I'll be 81 in less than a month. And I'm, and I'm pain free. I'm shouting about it, brother. I'm shouting about it. I am pain free. I can go back and show you on the calendar. I can show you the day in August I got up one morning pain free and I hadn't had a pain since. Don't ever give up. If I believe, I receive. Well, why did it take so long? That ain't none of your business.
That's right. That's right.
But I can tell you this, in a lot of cases, I believe I receive my healing of such and such. That's what Jesus said. That's your and my part. You shall have it is his part. But now, a lot of times, it's a process. And if it's something that lasted over a long period of time, like somebody that's, say, diabetic and been diabetic for a long time. It's a process, and it will probably take a long time to process your way out of that. Well, I was my own worst problem, not the devil. He took advantage of what he could. But I explained it to you this morning, why it took so long. But I just took hold of it back there in 2015. I went up to Rod Parsley's and was with him in his annual healing conference. And in Columbus, Ohio. And I said to the Lord, I'm done with this. I'm done with putting up with it. And in this meeting, I'm going to release my faith. And I had the list of stuff there. I'm releasing it in this meeting. Well, we were standing there praying over that mountain of prayer claws that had been sent back in there. A lot of you have watched that before. And he and I were standing there. I had preached on healing. We're standing there side by side. I'm on his left. I had my hand on him like this. He had his hand on me. And he put his hand right on ground zero. Right there. Right over that L4, L5 vertebrae. Well, he's just praying for the people. And when his hand touched my back, I said, that's it. I release my faith. I believe I received my healing for spinal stenosis. I believe I received my healing of the sciatic nerve. I take it now in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
And just stay with it. Sometimes go to bed and hurt for about an hour before it would calm down enough. I go to sleep with phagia, go to sleep over top of it. And just, you know, just believe God. Go on about your business. Every day, I believe I receive my healing. Go to bed with Brother Hagin every night. On Mark 11, 23 and 24. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And we're in the bed listening to Brother Hagin one night. And Gloria's, and we're listening. Got to the, right at the end of the message, I leaned over to kiss her goodnight. She said, not in front of Brother Hagin. I'm talking about total immersion. That's what BBOVN is for. Yeah, but I just hear the same thing. I know it. Ain't it wonderful? Hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I appreciate you reminding me of that. You remember the Lord said to us, on every available voice, this uncompromised message of faith, on every available voice, direct TV. We're on Dish TV. Direct is about three times the size of Dish. The only thing that's been holding us out of there is the cost of the thing. We are that close. Say it with me. DirecTV is ours. We have our channel.
We have our channel.
BVOVN.
BVOVN.
On DirecTV.
On DirecTV.
We believe it.
We believe it.
We receive it.
We receive it.
We take it now.
Take it now.
Now give him praise. Hallelujah.
Sure. At school, who first called attention to Brother Copeland's singing ability. I mean, she yanked him out of that class and she brought him. And so by the time he reached high school, his talent was known all over Fort Worth. And that led to singing in reviews and social events and later in clubs. And a recording contract was the next step in his career after he graduated. And so by 1957, his hit song, Pledge of Love, was climbing the charts. Listen.
I must make you see you mean more to me than each beat of my heart, for I can't live without your love. All of my life I have dreamed of.
So he was quickly becoming the rising star with the likes of Ricky Nelson. Anybody remember Ricky Nelson? And of course, you remember Pat Boone. Well, he was in that group. However, in his music career, there was one obstacle. Mama was praying. Praise God for Vanetta Copeland. Amen. And on top of that, the army was calling. So as a result, his music career was placed on hold. And now fast forward to 1962. That's the year that Kenneth and Gloria got married. And during that year, they made Jesus the Lord of their lives. That's the most wonderful thing that can happen, isn't it? My goodness. So in 1963, I believe if I have the story correctly, Brother Copeland went back into the studio. You went back into the studio to record a secular album. And in that studio, he got under deep conviction, right in the middle of the session. And he turned to Gloria and he says, we've got to get out of here. I am never coming back again. And that was the last time that he ever recorded a song that didn't preach the gospel of Jesus. Amen. It was the end of his music career, but it was the beginning of his music ministry. You got that right. So for 50 years, the psalmist ministry that flows through Brother Copeland has lifted, inspired, edified the faith of millions of people.
Many don't realize just how extensive the Kenneth Copeland Library actually is. It spans 5 decades with over 200 songs on 32 albums. It all began with More About Jesus and Jesus is Lord. In 1974, he released Jesus Country.
Get your Bible.
And then in 1975, I Have Returned. 1979 was a very busy year. I'm a Believer.
Now I'm a Believer.
I'll Fly Away, Sing Hallelujah, and The Music Ministry of Kenneth Copeland. In 1980, 2 more albums were released, The Word and In His Presence. In His Presence was nominated for a Grammy Award. The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences presents this certificate to Kenneth Copeland in recognition of nomination for the gospel performance traditional In His Presence album, 1980. Then in 1981, the music anointing was growing with Bread Upon the Water.
You gotta keep on casting your bread upon the water.
He is Jehovah, Kenneth Copeland and Friends Live. Worship Him in 1982. Spirit Wind in 1983. Then released in 1984, Then Came the Morning. What Child Is This? The Best of Kenneth Copeland in 1985. I Give You Jesus in Great Songs of Praise in 1986. And the majestic Down From His Glory in 1987. The Kenneth Copeland Collection, Volume 1 in 1988. Then Volume 2 in 1990. In the early 90s, he recorded I Wanna Go, Christmas Every Day, and London Praise Collection. I Was On His Mind in 1994. What a God You Are in 1997. Just a Closer Walk in 1999. And in 2002, One Nation Under God. 2004, Home for Christmas, and Big Band Gospel. What about the future of his music? I think we can all agree that Brother Copeland's voice is stronger than ever. We look forward to many more years of the music ministry of Kenneth Copeland.
Well, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. This has been on my heart for a long time. When I first came into ministry, I went for a year that I didn't sing at all. I had to relearn. I was right in the middle of a song in a service, and the anointing just left. And I said, later I said, Lord, what happened? It was like a bird flying out the window. In fact, I just stopped right in the middle of the song. I said, that's enough of that. We can get into the Word. And he said, you started selling the song. That's what I used to do in clubs. Amen. Sell the song. Amen. It was natural. That's what it was, a natural. And I had to learn not to do that. Amen. And so I went the biggest part. I sang, once or twice as the Lord would tell me to. But I had to relearn. Then a few years ago, I just came to that place where The anointing to go back in a recording studio. It was like I kept singing in the meetings and so forth. But I don't know, something. I would appreciate you remembering this and just praying the Spirit about it with me. I'm beginning to sense that I need to record again. I'm not going in there without the Lord says, you do this on this day in that studio and with these songs. And there was a lot of it that was scheduled back there then, and I did it as I was scheduled to do it, and God blessed it anyway. And those days are over. Amen. And I let the devil talk me into thinking that my voice was getting old. Well, it was. I'm getting old, you understand? So I began to praise God and pray, and it started coming back. And now I have some assignments from the Lord. But you just be believing with me, okay? Amen. And it'll take place. I know this. I am to record a Spanish album. So, yo predico en español, sí. Yo canto en español, también, amén. You agree?
Yeah.
Amén. I just said to him, I'll preach in Spanish, and I will sing in Spanish also. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, watch this. I commit this to you. I write a partner letter every month. I pray for you every day. I put scriptures there on the bottom of that partner letter, and I put those on there specifically for your benefit so that you can go back and read those and make them a part of your prayer life.
Kenneth Copeland's commitment to his partners has led to over 350 individual letters being written since 1986. The U.S. office mails the letter to over 400,000 partners and friends every month. These powerful messages from God's heart minister life to your spirit and strengthen you in your daily walk of faith.
I'm a partner for about probably 5 years now, and I enjoy his product, especially his monthly letters. I wait for them in the mail. I just love those. They're so very inspiring.
And he always hits it right on. Whatever I'm going through, that is the word for that month. And I keep that letter.
But I will write them to help them get their needs met, to help them prosper, to help them grow in the Lord and grow in faith and grow in prayer and go from religion to reality, praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I am. That letter. It holds a place in my life. Amen. Ever since the Oral Roberts threw the Bible at me. And he told me, he said, this is a commitment. Are you willing to make it? You're going to do this every day till you die. I said, yes, sir. I commit to it. And one time, just a few, couple of letters ago, I forgot it. And I woke up and I thought, oh, what have I done? Whoa, man, and I'm repenting. I'm walking all over the house and I'm repenting, man. I'm 3 days behind. I forgot it. I thought, what's the matter with you, old man? You can get up from here. Oh, I repented, and I repented. And then she asked God to please forgive me. And he said, well, yeah, go to work. And I began to pray in the spirit, and that letter just flowed. It was one of the most powerful letters that he's ever given me, I believe. But anyway, you hear me say it, I'll never be late again. Amen.
Amen.
I've only been late to one meeting in my entire life. Wow. And Jerry Savelle caused that. I didn't blame him for it because I told him something to go do he didn't know how to do. Anyway, Jerry said, I'm the only man on earth that ever called Kenneth Copeland to be late. And I'll never do it again, I guarantee you. Amen. Watch this.
Called to proclaim that Jesus is Lord on a worldwide scale, Kenneth Copeland has taken to heart the Spanish outreach throughout Latin America. In 2017, Kenneth Copeland Ministries ministered in Peru and Colombia.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He is alive!
Él está vivo!
Jesus is alive!
Jesucristo vive!
Yes, he is!
Sí, él está vivo! Él está vivo!
And he's in this room!
Y está en este lugar!
And he's in you!
Y está en ti!
Undoubtedly, the Word of God is taking roots in the hearts and minds of the Spanish people around the world.
It's a message that transforms you, transforms your culture. It really transforms your thinking. You just realize that our God is immensely powerful.
Even the Peruvian Congress awarded Kenneth Copeland with an honorary recognition for his contribution to their nation and to the world in the field of spiritual education. The strong, healing power of God was flowing throughout the crowd as words of knowledge came forth.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Someone just received sight in their right eye.
Alguien acaba de recibir su vista en el ojo derecho.
Thank you, Lord.
Mi ojo derecho.
In my right eye. I couldn't see anything. And I had a cataract in the left eye.
La victoria al Señor Jesús.
Enlightening prophetic words brought hope, joy, and peace to their spirits and souls.
The time has come and now is...
El tiempo ha llegado y es ahora mismo.
For a miraculous outpouring like has never been seen by the Latino people.
Por un derramamiento milagroso que nunca antes ha sido visto o experimentado por el pueblo latino.
Kenneth Copeland was also welcomed in one of the largest churches in Colombia, Avivamiento, with over 20,000 members. His message of God's love and the power of words penetrated the hearts of the crowd. More than 15,000 attended both the Peru and Colombia victory campaigns, representing nine nations, among them Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Ecuador, Uruguay, Venezuela, Mexico, and Brazil. Over 500 people received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It is undeniable. The hearts of the Latino people are ready for the harvest. There is an unstoppable hunger for God and His Word throughout the Spanish-speaking world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Escúcheme, por favor. Yo hablo en fe. En el nombre de Jesús. Yo predico la palabra de Dios en español solamente en este año. Yo hablo en fe. Amén. I just said, did I do good? Did I do okay? Okay. I just said, listen to me, please. I'm speaking in the name of Jesus, and I'm speaking in faith. I will preach the Word of God, the Word of faith, in Spanish alone in this year. I keep saying that. I keep saying that. And it keeps improving. 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 And I keep saying it. Yo creo. Yo recibo. I believe. I receive. ¿Es okay, hermano? Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias, Ignacio.
De nada. De nada. De nada.
Es mi hermano. My brother. En español. Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what a marvelous group you are. Glory to God. Well, let's see. The afternoon service starts well. I'm doing my best to wind this up before George comes up for the afternoon service. Thank you, my Father. I don't want to mess this up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am asking you to reveal to every person that is not already a partner with this ministry, and anyone that is called to be a partner with this ministry, I'm asking you to reveal it to them right now in Jesus' name. And I want to make this comment. You may not be called to be a partner at KCM, but you're called to be a partner with somebody that's in the field. Everybody is. So you find out with whom you are called to be a continual praying, financial blessing and partner to a ministry of faith in the field. Thank you for it, Heavenly Father. I give you praise and honor for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you. All of you that are our partners, I'm going to ask you to stand. And all of you that believe you're called to become partners, I'm going to ask you to stand. I want to receive you into this ministry. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for my partner. I hold them up to you for the blessing of the Lord. I thank you, Father. They are all part of our ministry family. Thank you. Father, I pray for my partners that have family outside the kingdom of God. Their children or parents or family. And I'm asking you to cause them to just come running into the kingdom. We pray the Lord of the harvest send laborers across their paths with the word of the living God. And all of our partners, Father, that don't have a job right now and they would like a job. I'm asking you to get them in contact with the job. Or those that need a better job or want a better job. I'm asking you to get in contact with the job and cause them to get the best promotions. Praise the Lord. Give them ideas and concepts that cause them to be promoted, because promotion comes from heaven. Promotion comes from you, Jesus. And we thank you for it. right on up to and including owning that business, if that's your will in the matter. And we thank you and we give you praise and honor. Oh my. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do that. Glory to God. I will. I'll do it. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for all of my partners that own their own businesses. Oh, this has been a tough environment to do business in. It is improving, and it will improve in the natural as time goes by because things are changing in that arena. But oh, Father, many, many, many of our partners have prospered right in the middle of this mess. And I'm asking you to cause them to even prosper more. Cause them to come to the place where they have no debt on their business. Glory to God. No debt in their personal lives. Yes, sir. And I praise you and I thank you for it. Bless you, sir. Bless you, sir. And people will come to him and say, how on earth are you doing this? And they'll say, my Lord Jesus supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And if you'll sit down here, I'll show you how it's done. Their witness is monumental. And I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Give them partners. Hallelujah. Insight, ideas, and concepts for new businesses. And Father, I pray for all of my partners that are in the ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and in the ministry of helps, glory to God, particularly in churches. I praise you and thank you for sending them partners, increasing the anointing in their lives and in their ministries. Fill their ministries to overflowing. Beginning with the anointing to preach and teach and heal. Fill their churches and ministries to overflowing with people. Overflowing with people that you have assigned to come into their churches. People that you have assigned to go to their ministry, their meetings, if they're in a field ministry or both. Go to their meetings, come into their churches, cause the biggest problem they have to be a place to put all the people. And then overflow it with finances. Overflow it with finances. Why, you can finance a prison ministry just the same as you can the pastor of a church. With financial power and anointing. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the anointing of increase that's on this ministry to be in their lives and in their ministry. And I praise you for it. And I thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Oh, thank you for it, Jesus. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just praise and worship him a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now, while I was praying there, this is what the Lord instructed me to do. Brother Keith Moore delivered this message September the 20th, 2002. The Lord has me bring this out from time to time and go back over it and look at each piece of it. I am rallying and raising up support to you. It will far surpass all you've previously seen or known. I'm joining to you new partners who are very strong financially, and they will obey me. I'm prospering your longtime partners with supernatural increase, and they will obey me. Mark this day, Friday, September the 20th, 2002. And mark this day, Friday, November the 10th, 2017. From this day, there is a release to you and to all those joined to you. And all that you need and all you desire will now come quickly and much easier than it has in times before. It'll not be by greater labor on your part, but by a supernatural multiplication and a divine release from heaven through the earth to you. You will do this thing I've commanded you, and you will not fall, you will not come short, and you will not fail. And all this ministry I've placed under your hand will prosper and will increase mightily. You will not lack. You will not want. You will not be diminished. Only rest in me and rejoice in me. Yes, rest and see if I'll not do this thing just as I told you, and you'll see the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you get the CD or the DVD of this, of course that word will be on there. But the ministry has it printed out too. I mean, it's available to you. Hallelujah. Father, we lay hold of this, particularly this part of it. Say it. We'll not come short.
We will not fail.
We will not lack.
We will not want.
We will not want.
And we will not be diminished.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that's five things, and you ought to memorize them. Praise God. I'm not coming short. I'm not going to fail. Not be diminished. Not lack. Not want. Hallelujah. Why? Because I have a measure of the same faith that created the heavens and earth right on the inside of me, and I'm using it. Glory to God. So be it, saith God. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray this. Gloria and I prayed this many years ago. Do you remember when Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus said, you've already heard me, but I pray it so they can hear you? Father, I prayed this, and I pray it again today so that all of my partners can hear me commit to it again. We have committed before you to keep this ministry pure. To keep it pure on the Word of God. And to keep it pure financially. And to keep it pure sexually. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy and your goodness. For we have, Gloria and I, have endeavored with all of our hearts to keep this commitment. And we have. And we thank you for it. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the times you've corrected us and you said, no, don't go that way. Oh, no, don't go. Yeah, go this way. And oh, you've just like peeling an onion. You just peeled me down, praise God, to the core of it. And I'm so grateful to you for correction. For correction has to come before you have direction or protection or perfection. The correction has to be there. And to hear your corrective voice has become like music to my ears, to put this flesh where it belongs, and to see you, Jesus, and to know you, and to know the power of your resurrection. Thank you for the Holy Ghost and fire. Burn up the chaff. Burn up the waste. Burn out the imperfections. Burn it out. The fire that's in your eyes, Jesus, be in our eyes. And the fire burning out the sickness and burning out the disease. And the fire, we're on fire. I'm on fire from my belly up to my belly down. On fire to preach and teach and heal. On fire to go into all the world and preach this gospel. And our 2018 schedule is one of the strongest schedules we've had in 25 years. And I'm strong to do it. Strong in the Lord. And in the power of your mind. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Those of you that are believing to become a partner, if you'll raise your hands, the ushers have an envelope they'll give you. Now then, can you take just a little more? Huh? How many Elite CX team members do we have? Oh, yeah, look at you. Amen. Glory to God. I want to show you something. Hallelujah. You ready for this? That airplane is at the Gulfstream Service Center in Dallas right now, going through pre-buy inspection. We will close it 1 week from today. Money's in the bank. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now it goes from the inspection right directly into the avionics hub. There's the FAA put a mandate on the entire airplane fleet in the United States on certain things that had to be done by 2020. Even very small airplanes had at least what they call ADS-B. It had to be complied with to fly in American airspace. Well, larger international airplanes, there's a whole list of stuff. Well, it was all done on this one with the exception of one thing. And there's some other things added to that that we didn't have to have. But oh. And while you in there, while you got the lid open, fix it. Amen. And on all of that together is about $700,000. Well, we've got, George, how did that figure out? We've got the money to do the avionics. That's in there. It showed up as being needed on screen. Well, it ain't needed anymore. That's in the bank. So it's going from there to the avionics shop. And right about then is about the time we're going to pretty near run out of money in that account. So we're believing God for the other things there's some things that must be done in the interior of the airplane. There are things that, like you saw, there's the support things. We're going to have to build a hangar. We've got that Citation 10. You going to sell the 10? You can't be serious. No. You remember the Lord directed us to have two airplanes. And originally we were believing for two 10s. But then last February the Lord said, No, you're believing for the wrong airplane. I want you to have a Gulfstream because of the range of it. And we tripled the size of our capacity and we only operate in two airplanes. But we have an airplane that'll go two different directions at the same time. We have an airplane that can be available to other ministries. Amen. Like Reinhardt's ministry. Then he called me and he said, I need help. Will you help me with my meetings? I said, sure. Well, I'm not believing this is wiping him out. No, I'm not believing that. Amen. But even so, next year, we're going to Peru. We're going to Guadalcanal in the South Pacific. I committed to go to Guadalcanal back in 1994. We landed at Henderson Field in Guadalcanal. The Lord said, I want you to go to the islands of the world. I got out of the airplane. Well, in fact, I was having lunch. I had flown that leg in and landed there at Henderson. I was having my lunch, and one of the guys came in and said, boss, the customs agent guy wants to see you. I thought, okay. You know, so I went over there, and I walked up to him, and I didn't like, you know, I'm all smiles, and he's frowning. And he's a very strong looking man. And he's frowning. And so he said, and he did this. He poked me. He said, "When are you going to come teach us?" I said, "Sir?" He said, "I said, when are you going to come teach us?" I said, "I will come when the Lord says for me to come."
Amen.
And I just heard it this year.
Amen.
And I've got the airplane with which to do it. In May, I'm saying it by faith, we get all this stuff done to it. We are going to fly that airplane to Lagos, Nigeria on the first trip.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
This airplane is one stop anywhere in the world. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
It's absolutely amazing to me.
Amen.
Country folks like us.
Yeah.
I got so tickled at Leroy Thompson. You know, Brother Leroy. Oh man, what a sweet guy. I learned so much from him. And he wrote his first check for $1 million for an airplane. I said, "How'd that feel, Leroy?" He said, "Pretty good for the great-grandson of a slave." He bought the property in Louisiana and built a church on it that butts right up next to the plantation where his grandpa was a slave. Amen. I said, "What'd you do, Leroy?" He said, "I walked in there and said, wrote me that $1 million check. Can't you just hear me, Roy? Wrote me that $1 million check. Ain't no poverty in this house." Hallelujah. You did it. You CXT members literally bought this airplane. You bought that Citation 10 and paid cash for it in 2006. And now it's got nearly 2 million miles on it. And going strong. Can you imagine preaching 2 million miles? Well, Congo. Rico, I'm going to get me an airplane one of these days where I can take you with me.
Amen.
Preachers ought to have 747s. I claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Why not? Glory to God. CXT members, stand on your feet. Those of you that would like to be a CXT member, what does a CXT member mean? That means you sold $1,700. All of us together. What was it Mac Gober used to say? Team, T-E-A-M. Together, we, everyone, achieves much. Hallelujah. Praise you. Father, thank you. We receive this offering right now into this Gulfstream 5. And we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving for it. We have laid hold with our faith for a total of $3 million in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all of you that care to sow into this right now, I'm going to ask you to come on and stand up here with me. In fact, all you CXT members, you come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. What was it Mac used to say? Expedite, expedite. He said, when I was in the Navy, they said expedite. And he said, I don't know what expedite meant. Till he like got run over one day and he figured out what expedite meant. Come on, crowd up. Come on, crowd up. Come on, crowd up. Come on, crowd up there. Guys, could I get somebody to move this podium for me, please? Drag that out of there.
We have CX team envelopes designated for CX.
Oh, that's right. That's right. CX team envelopes. Put your hand up. You're sewing into it today. You want a CX team envelope. Put your hand up. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Mission 3. Mission 1 was the Citation 10 is accomplished. Mission 2 was the high-definition TV truck, of which is parked right outside, glory to God, accomplished. Mission 3, the G5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And next Friday, sweetheart, we're going to write the check. You understand?
Amen.
Woo! Let's go, Ray. How many of you know who Tyler Perry is? This was Tyler's airplane.
Praise God.
Tyler and I have become really good friends over this. We have laughed at one another. That's the funniest human being alive on earth today. You know that? Loves God with every fiber of his being. He's one of the sweetest men I've ever known. And anyway, this thing has just got Jesus' footprints all over it ever since the day it started. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive all my new CX team members in today. I receive their sowing. And I receive the anointing of increase. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir, I remember you saying that. I receive the double. The double, the power of the double. Zechariah 9:11, 9:10, 11 and 12, it's on the bottom of the letter. Zechariah 9:11 and 12. He gives you the double, the power of the double. Oh, thank you for it, Father. That is enormous. It's just absolutely enormous in its scope. And I receive it today. I receive it in this ministry, and I receive it for my partners. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow, no toil with it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I said glory to God. Most people don't realize what the power of the double is. Hey, I know, just mathematically, if someone offers you $200,000 to do 1 month's work, or $1 a day for 30 days and double it every day. Take the dollar.
Right.
Ooh. At the end of the 30 days, it'll be 10 plus million. Let me tell you how strong that kind of thing and how God can bless you. When we bought the Citation 10, we put a $5 million deposit down on it because it was an assessment demonstrator and they weren't going to be done with it for several months. And they called me and they said, Mr. Copeland, if you would like to pay the rest of the airplane now, We will pay you 6% interest on your money and pay you for 30 days and pay you every day. I never heard of that. And I said, well, let me take that to the Lord first. They said, okay. Well, I just began to pray about it in the spirit. And it's seeming pretty good in there. And they called me back the next day and said, we'll pay you 7%. I said, I've prayed about that about as long as I need to. In 30 days, they paid us over $700,000. 7% interest every day for 30 days. You see, my business partner is Jewish. Listen to him. Oh. Y'all got me started. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Lord. Brother George, come up here and pray with Lynn over this and bless the people. Now, George is going to be ministering this afternoon on increase and going to be talking about your heavenly account, your heavenly storehouse. Whoa. And it's your money. It's in there. If you're a tither and a sower, you got money in the bank in heaven. We've read of Jesus says, don't store up stuff on earth. People steal it. Store it up in heaven. And we took our little theological pencil roller and put it right in there. And you can't get none of it till you get in heaven. You get to heaven, you ain't going to need it, baby. But the scripture says, have in your account where you can lay hold when you need it. Hallelujah. Well, here I go preaching your message now. I'll see you tonight.
Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the multiplication effect. As this is sown into the kingdom of God today, I thank you that you are giving back to them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into their bosom. I declare every bill paid that they have, every debt wiped out in the name of Jesus, and more than enough, too much, too much, too much in Jesus' name. Amen.